2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 says this, "So we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are not seen are eternal." Believer, you are anything but a victim. You are a victor. You are a son or daughter of the Most High God. You are a brother to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a servant of the King, and your life is not your own. You have handed it over to the one who controls the Red Sea, the Jordan River, fiery furnaces, and the mouths of lions, who commands the mornings and causes the dawn to know its place, who hunts the prey for the lion, who draws out the Leviathan with a fishhook, who controls the winds and the waves, demons and disease, who puts his men in front of kings for his great namesake, whether it be through rising through the ranks or shackles of suffering. We are anything but victims. We serve a Lord that controlled every muscle fiber in every arm that was raised to land a blow against him. He knew from the first tree that was ever planted which tree, thousands of years down the road, would be the one that would be cut down and shaped into a cross upon which he would hang. And yet, he still gladly planted, because he also knew that before there was time, Joseph of Arimathea would have a tomb in which he, Jesus, would be buried. He knew that the tomb would be fashioned in such a way that a large stone would anchor in front of the opening, sealing off the world from its contents forever. But Jesus also knew that since death would be no match for him, neither would a stone be. And anything that comes into your life is no match for him either, because the believer's life has the net of God's providence cast over it. So don't give up your power. Today when you pray, please pray for John David Smith, our Executive Director of Missions. And also remember the Armenian Life Word broadcast that's heard in Armenia and Lebanon.